Welcome to the Rush Hours Masters Special.
Oh, you set the scene well, Liam.
You got to love any sporting event that has its own theme song, I reckon.
I thought that was the opening of Cheers.
Where you Sometimes going, you want to go. No. It is the Masters theme because the Masters is back at Augusta National this weekend.
Hey, and when the Masters are on at Port Augusta, there's only one person to get on.
Port Augusta.
We're at
Braithen Asta, one-time NRL superstar and an almost professional golfer. Did we ever actually crack the pro ranks, Braith? I know you played in the New South Wales Open.
Yeah, I had about 30 over, so that was the end.
Okay.
No, I did. It was never like that. I love my golf. By the way, that intro was outstanding. That was one of the best intros. But no, I love my golf, but I never. They just asked me to play them as an amateur. I've been playing since I was 13 years of age, so I love it, man. I'm hooked on it. I've got the bug. I've had it forever. It's the best game, mate. I love it.
Tell me all about this, how prestigious. I'm in America, I suppose they've been hit mostly by by COVID-19 over there. Their poor buggers are getting worse by the day. They're about to hit their fourth strain. So obviously, sporting events over there are not what they used to be, a year ago. But Augusta seems to have that charm about it, no matter what type of vulnerability we're on.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I mean, last year they nearly didn't play it, but they had to play it in November. But because it was in November, it was a different time of the year. So the course was really soft and the scoring was unbelievable. But this year, it's back to April when it always is. And it's playing fast and furious and it's going to be pretty tough. I think they want to try and get the players back. But it's, you know, MG, it's the greatest tournament on the calendar, on the US PGA Tour. But I mean, globally, it's obviously a major event. And unfortunately, Tiger's not going to be there this year, but it's the one tournament everyone wants to win, and that green jacket. We've got five Aussies playing it too, MG, which is unreal. And you know what? We've got five genuine chances of winning it, so it's going to be pretty exciting this year.
Talk to us about the chances, Braith. Break them down for us. For the people that are casual golf fans, and when the green jacket's up for grabs, all of a sudden they're an expert. Give them some ammunition.
Well, golf's going mad at the moment, so because of COVID, everyone's out playing golf. I know you've got the bug, MG, but it's pretty crazy. So there's going to be a lot of eyes on it. Cam Smith's the one. He's the number one, probably, I would say, chance for the Aussies as it is. He comes second last year to DJ. He's had four Masters appearances. He's made two cuts. I think he's had a couple of top 10, so he loves it there. And he's got a really good short game. So around Augusta, the quicker and faster it is, there's a premium on approach shots, and obviously chipping and putting, and he's one of the best at it. So he's our best chance. Then you got Scotty. I mean, Scotty's, I think he's played 25 and made close to 20 cuts. He loves it there. He won in 2013. He's a pure ball striker. He's just got to get the putter going. If he gets the putter going, he's a genuine chance. Jason Day, he's another one. He loves it there. I think he hasn't played as much as Scotty. I think he's had 10 appearances for 8 cuts and a couple of top 10s. He's hasn't been in the best form on the PGA Tour, but once he walks down Magnolia Lane there at Augusta, he loves it. And Mark Leishman is the other one. He's similar to JD, where he probably hasn't been playing the best this year, but again, he's got great form. I think he's played there 8 times and made the cut 6, and he's been a couple of top 10s and top 25s. He seems to always lift when he goes there. And then Matty Jones. So Matty Jones is only his second Masters. He won a couple of weeks ago at the Honda, which is renowned to be one of the hardest tournaments to win, and it's a pure ball strikers course. So he goes there in a lot of in good form, and he actually went a couple of weeks ago. So he's been there practicing and working hard. I spoke to his coach, Gary Barter, actually, and he thinks he's got a really good chance because for anyone who follows the Masters and also is a tragic golf player, the Masters favours a draw. So if you hit the ball right to left, and Matty, because Patrick Reed won a few years ago, Tiger obviously. So Matty Jones hits a draw, hits it right to left, and so he's pretty confident he's going to do well this week as well.
MG, you know how you hit the ball right to left, but it's more of a savage turn off the tee.
Yeah, that's called a slice.
Yeah, it's snap hook. In fact,
a rope hook.
Yeah. Like Bodie Champion.
Yeah, so the Augusta would favour your style of ball.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I know.
That's well, you well there, mate.
Have you ever been there? Have you been there while there's been a tournament on, Braithy?
Oh, I haven't, mate. I'm just, it's just my number one thing in life.
Bucket list.
bucket to bucket list, but it's always the middle of the footy season, so I've had no chance. I'll get there sooner or later.
You're in the management role these days too. You've got a couple of golfers on your books. Tell us all about how you got into managing young sportsmen and women.
Yeah, it kind of just happened, MG. I started probably 2 or 3 years ago because I love my golf, but I was mentoring a few young kids, local kids in Sydney's East, and then all of a sudden I kind of saw that there was not much direction there or opportunity there for these guys to have people or mentors to look after them or sort of seek help in terms of sponsorship and endorsements, but also help, you know, psychologically. And it's a tough world out there, the golfing world. It's obviously not a team sport, so the opportunities are few and far between. So we just started up a company. Before I knew it, we had 10 to 12 now professional golfers from all over Australia, and we've got a couple in Japan. We've got an American who played in the PGA Tour a few weeks ago, European, Asian. So it's gone pretty crazy. I just got my accreditation with the league as well, so I'm kind of looking to get into the league a little bit as well. But
good on you. Man,
I love it. It's been awesome, mate. It's been a great experience, and it's good to see these guys achieving great things, you know.
Well, you're the perfect person to be a mentor. You know, you started your first grade career as a young kid. Both South Sydney and Rabbitohs were obviously the Rabbitohs were the team that everyone thought you'd go to and play for. But the Georgie Pickens being your uncle, and you're a young prodigy, and that's a fantastic way to give back.
Yeah, I think and even look at the likes of Sam Walker, Sawali, and the kids that sort of burst onto the scene. I think for me, you got to know how to handle not only success but failure and how you bounce back from that, resilience. You know, what's to come, what's going to happen next. There's a lot, you know, yourself, MG. It's a roller coaster ride as a professional athlete, especially as a rugby league player. And if I can help kind of prepare these guys for what's going to happen next and how they sort of treat and experience the highs and the lows, then I think I can help them. You know, so that's pretty much what it's all about.
Awesome. What's the company called, brother?
Terry Sports Management. We've had it for a couple of years now, so really exciting, mate. Really exciting, lads.
MG, if you can pull your finger out on the golf course, you might even need some representation, and Seru Sports can help you out there, mate.
Is there seniors?
Seniors tour.
Yeah, that's me.
Bernard Langer.
Bernard Langer.
Still going.
No.
Now, getting back to the serious golfers, Braith, Fox Sports, you've got the dedicated Masters channel, which is celebrating all things Masters throughout the tournament. You can watch the 2021 Masters on Foxtel. You've talked to us about the Aussies. Give us the other big names we need to look out for. Is Beefy Bryson a chance to get out there and muscle this course? The powers that be, have they put these out-of-bounds areas in place?
Yeah, listen, Bryson, he's fascinating. So he's going to be good to watch. I think, you know, he couldn't tame Augusta last year, but he made issue with the conditions changing. And, you know, as far as he hits it, he's got to be thereabouts. He's got a great short game too. Dustin's the one to beat. Dustin, without doubt, he won last year. He did it easy, but, you know, and he's the world's best player. So he's the one. Justin Thomas, Spieth won last week in Texas at the Texas Open. For the first time in, I think, 1,000 days. So, you know, and he loves Augusta. He's got a great record there. So he'll be definitely a chance of winning. My two smokies, I don't mind, are Xander Schauffele and Tony Finau. I'm a big fan of those two. So but the harder the course plays, those two will come into it, but they're not really genuine winners. So, but there's so many chances. That's what makes the Masters so good. But hopefully an Aussie brings it home.
That'd be incredible to wear the green jacket. Adam Scott, the only man to have done it for Australia. Now, MG, you remember Tony Finau was the bloke that, remember he dislocated his ankle?
Yeah.
Just walking down the fairway and then popped it back in and kept rolling.
Yeah, I know. That's he's back, thank God. Had a little did he have a syndesmosis, did he?
No, his ankle popped out.
Oh, mate, he's got to look at having more milk. Drink more milk, brother. Drink more milk.
Braith, we speak about Adam Scott.
Braith, you left-handers, the khaki handers in the market. Is there a left-hander who?
Left-hander.
It could be because it's
still Filthy Phil, isn't it?
There's 30. Yeah, they're 34. The 34 bucks for a left-hander to win the Masters.
Bubba's won before. They're both past champions. So
okay.
They're the two, but I'm trying to think if there's any higher ranked lefties. I can't think of them right now. Okay. They're the only two I can think of.
Yeah,
doesn't look right. Doesn't look right when left-handers play golf.
Well, are you a lefty, AMG?
No, I'm actually right. Oh. I bowl. I'm ambidextrous.
You're very talented.
You know it, mate. Come on, you know I am.
Hey, now, Braith, before we let you go on again, we appreciate your time as the Fox Sports golf expert. The dedicated Masters channel is available on Fox Sports at the moment. You can watch the full tournament on Foxtel or stream it on KO. I've got to ask, in the spirit of world golf at the moment, are you going to be pulling a Greg Norman and getting the backside out on Instagram, posting the nudes?
What about he's lost the plot, hasn't he?
What is he doing?
I think he's
my hero.
Oh, mate.
He's my hero.
When I'm 60, I'm going to be doing that.
I'd be doing it too if I looked like that as well, by the way.
Mate, how's on the beach. How's it
seriously
doing?
What was doing there?
Braith, thank you for your time. Enjoy the weekend of golf. Hope you get some sleep. And will you be at Leichhardt, sunny Sunday at Leichhardt this weekend?
I'm going to be in studio for that, but I'll I'll be definitely awesome, previewing and reviewing the game. So I look forward to
good
it.
Good on you, BA.
On your legends.